Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what we commonly know as durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today's hadith an Ali radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam al bakhilu man dhukirtu 'indahu falam yusalli 'alayya, rawahu Tirmidhi wa qala hadithun hasanun sahihun. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a miser is one in whose presence my name is mentioned and he does not send salutations upon me. Who's saying this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying that a miserly person is one in whose presence my name is mentioned. In other words, the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is mentioned and he does not send salutations upon me. Here we explained this before, that amount of kindness and amount of shafqat and amount of mercy Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed upon this ummah whilst he was alive, the amount of sacrifices that he has made, and when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be there on the day of Qiyamah, then also he'll be worried about his ummah. So his concern was the ummah. Continuously he was worried about his ummah, he was worried about the deen. He was worried that this deen must be preserved so that the ummah of Rasulullah, his ummah, could be such that they could follow this pristine, pure deen. So this was his concern, this was his day, this was his night, this fikr for the ummah. So Allah Ta'ala give us also that tawfiq, that at least when we hear the name of Rasulullah, we say sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a bare minimum. We explained before that in one majlis, in one sitting, it's wajib to say once the sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When we hear the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wajib. Thereafter it is preferable, it's good. Person won't be sinful. But if the majlis changes, in other words, he moves from here, now he goes to the car, and now the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, again there it's wajib. So every time the majlis changes, he moves from one place to another, then what happens is that change of majlis now and the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, it is wajib. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is describing a person as a miserly person. Despite Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's maqam, despite the amount of effort he made for us, the bare minimum of saying durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we cannot do. So just one point under this. A person deprives himself of great reward. So one is not fulfilling the wajib and the duty to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other is he is depriving himself of great reward by not saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon hearing the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deserves that salawat be sent upon him, as he is the cause of our success in this world and the year after. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the medium, inshallah, for all of us to be going into Jannat. Every one of us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the medium. He was the means and the cause. We owe him our lives and more than our lives also. So the bare minimum that a person can do is send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, inshallah. In the next few days we'll continue. We'll keep it a little bit short. May Allah give us also the tawfiq, inshallah, daily taking our time and sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yusifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.